We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
Betts got his man in the air, was fouled, goes off glass and in. Beautiful hesitation and touch by James Betts. Ball poked away and a loose ball to Bowen Bourne. Up to Duax. Duax running the break, lays it up and lays it in. He lays it off to Titan. Titan gets two in the air, gets fouled and puts it home. Top of the key, Cole Henry fakes the handoff. He'll drive right to the rim and rattle everything to its core with a one-hand stuff.
Well, if Cricky can do it, Cole said, I can do it, but with a little thunder dunk.
Cole can distribute from the high post. He distributes right to Trey Campbell, curling to the rim, and another beautiful feed for Cole Henry to the finish.
Yeah, beautiful offense by the Panthers. Nice backdoor cut.
Cole keeps the pivot foot, bounces it to Duax, who lays it up and lays it in. What a find again for assist number two for Cole Henry. Now Duax. Head up, looking down the floor. Duax attacking, middle, goes to the Campbell, right side, lay it up, lay it in. What a break, led by Duax. Coach Loddick has seen enough, and the Panthers run their way to the under 10 timeout, 24-17. Side wing, Campbell slips it to Betts to the rim, lay it up and lay it in.
Yeah, beautiful pass by Trey Campbell.
Edwards turns the corner, got in the lane, had it blocked away, late by Landon Wolf on the help. Bourne a deep left wing three, rattle it home for Bowen Bourne. Back up by 10, 35-25. Straight away, catch and shoot. Three again, nothing but the bottom of the net.
Woo. Great shoot by Bowen Bourne, great pass by Titan Anderson.
Assist number nine of this game for the Panthers. Back up by 10, 2:06 to go. Cross-court pass finds Wolf. Runs off the three-point line, drives, lays it up and lays it in. Landon Wolf off the bounce, looking good, 49-35. Bayou backing mid-post right, nine on the shot clock. James got to the fadeaway, hit it, and was fouled. Now he's to the low block left. Now he fades away. He was hit, and he knocks it down. 42-28, largest lead of the game, and a free throw coming to Titan Anderson. Duax baseline, drive, slip to Campbell, curling in. Campbell lets the defense go by, lays it up and in. Timeout, Coach Jake, never afraid to share the rock. Panthers back up by seven, beautiful find from Duax. Got it back from Campbell, attacking, got his man on his heels, pull up three, nothing but the bottom of the net. Bowen just toying with Barrett, and buries the three in his face. Loose ball comes out to Valpo. Now it's knocked away, loose on the floor. Betts sliding for it. He got it. Got it up to Campbell. James Betts all hustle. Duax to the rim. Duax to the dunk. Panthers by 12. Off the scramble. Punctuated by the redshirt freshman on the two-hand stuff. With five. Bowen with two defenders on him to Duax. Up to Betts. Betts straight away three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. The dagger from James Betts. 13-point lead with 2.5 to go. Titan Anderson, who had 17 and 10 in the game. Five different scores. All five of you starters scored in double figures. When you hear that and you hear that you guys had 13 assists on 24 made field goals, what does that tell you about how you guys are running the ball and running your offense right now?
We're just sharing the ball, and we're playing at a very high level. That first half, I mean, that's some of the best basketball we've played all year, and it's fun to be out there with the guys.
How big of a factor did it play when you guys were able to get out and run in that first half and really dictate the pace to Valpo?
Every game that we get out and run, I mean, we've had good results. So, I mean, just that's the key to the game, and we did that well.
You personally, Coach just mentioned it. We were talking about you. That's 9 double-doubles for you with 17 and 10. And he talked and focused on the rebounding side. He said, you know, going into a game, this team needs you to go get 10 to 12 boards. How much pressure does that put on you? And do you like that, knowing that that's, at the very least, going to be your role going into a game?
I don't look at it any different than what I've been used to in the past. Just I've always been rebounder and cleaning the boards. So, I mean, it's nothing really I'm not used to.
17 and 10 for you. James Betts playing at that 5 spot. We also talked about him with Coach. He got out there for more minutes than he has been in conference play, and he answered the bell, hit some big shots. What does that do for the rest of you, seeing a guy who may on some nights play 10 minutes, may on some other nights play 20, just step up there, know his role, and get things done?
That just tells a lot about our team and about a lot of our guys, is they're going to be ready whenever. If their name's called and they got to play 30 minutes again this game, they're going to go out there and they're going to play well.
Coach mentioned to me before the game that one of the ways this team has developed, not just how well you guys are playing in defense and X's and O's, but a team with good chemistry already, you guys were coming in, but it's got even closer. Have you felt that too within the locker room, that you guys were close coming in, but now you're even tighter knit as you guys are kind of going through these battles together?
Yeah, I feel like we're getting closer every game, and we're also hanging out a lot in the locker room and stuff like that. So, I mean, we're still building on that, and we're still in a good spot.
It is a grind, I know. I mean, you guys are playing basically once every 3 days, sometimes sooner, I'm sure it feels like. But are you guys still having fun? I mean, as a team, getting out there to go compete and finding ways to keep things fun?
Yep, every day that we get to go out there, it's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of people who are wishing they could do what we do. So, I mean, we just go out there and we put on a show.
Ty, congrats on the win. We'll talk to you again this weekend, and congrats on what you've done so far this season.
Yep.
And there was a little bit of a lull in the middle of that first half, but the last 6 or 7 minutes, we got the pace going. The defense really helped with that. And I thought initially, like, some of the things they got in the game at their place with some back cuts and some threes, we made the threes, we were a little more contested, made the threes harder, and we didn't give up any back cuts in the first half. They got a couple in the second, but we took enough stuff away in the first half that when we got that pace going, we were able to really play well. Terrific basketball in that first half. It was.
And that's really what you've talked about all season. When you guys can get out and run, that's what it can look like. Was that the biggest difference for you in the second half? Not necessarily that the defense was that much different, but you weren't finishing it off with those defensive rebounds and didn't allow you to get out in transition.
Yeah, and that's – boy, we've had either 5 or 6 games in a row now, Dub, where we have rebounded at 80% or higher. And I think of the 5 or 6, all but one of them have been like 85 or higher, our defensive rebound percentage. We just haven't – given up anything on the offensive glass, and that really hurt us. You know, they in some ways it allowed them to get back in the game, right? I mean it was
sure.
The second chances, and that it just hasn't happened to us. So man, you give them credit for getting to the offensive glass and making those extra plays and those extra efforts when they were down, you know, 13-17, and they had to find a way back in it. But at the same time, that hasn't been an area where we have struggled.
When you look at that, and the transition offense wasn't there as much early in the second half, but then eventually you did get to the point where the half-court offense was running well. What did you see as the switch that kind of flipped to get you guys that success in the second half, eventually running that half-court offense?
Yeah, you know, early in the second half, boy, we had some good looks at three. Mm. James had a couple.
Yeah.
I think Landon maybe had one. But we had some really good looks at the basket from three, and that's, you know, that's who we are and how we play, right? So we're going to be taking those shots. Man, you get a couple of those to go, and you keep it at 17, or maybe you extend it to 20 because you make 3 out of 4, and even though they score a basket or two, but when they don't, right, that allows them to get in the open floor a little bit or into transition just a touch, and allows them to get back, you know, climb back in a little bit. But I think that, you know, they got all the way down to 5,
right.
And then we went to some stuff up top with Bowen. That's where we were able to find a couple really good possessions. You know, he was able to get himself past a couple guys. He got fouled a couple times, got the free throw line, got loose for the three at the top of the key, found James for a three late in the shot clock to put it back to 12. That was later, but I think that action with Bowen, trying to get the right defender in there to get the switch with Bowen, was that part where it felt like we were able to get it from 5 back up to 9.
You look at that, and you mentioned that big three, and that was kind of the clinching moment. Things got dicey at times with that full court pressure after that, but James hits that three. He has 12 points in the game, 26 minutes, which is more than he has been playing. how tough is that, and how big of a value is that for you guys to know you have a guy that some games it might be 12 minutes, some games it might be 20, but he's going to be efficient on offense and be in the right spot to make an impact when he gets his chance?
Yeah, he's doing all those things, and he's it's really what people are talking about a lot with this team. James plays so hard all the time. He plays as hard as he can on every possession, and that's what I keep, have people texting me and telling me, like, hey, man, these guys play so hard. And that's James, right? And it's a lot of the guys on this team. But that's – so he's ready. He's prepared and he's ready. Yeah, whether he plays – and, I'll tell you the thing about him, like, you don't know if he's played 12 or 26 when he's on the bench.
Yeah.
You have no idea. He's the first one off that bench – and locked into what's going on. First one off the bench to greet guys in a timeout. First one off the bench to cheer guys on when they make a good play. Whether he plays 12 or 28, he's the first guy. And that, just who he is. Just a terrific, terrific young guy. And that stuff matters, right? Because it's hard. It's hard on the players when you're 12 or 28. 12 or 28 is very different.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Right. To throw out, I suppose, the obvious there, but what I'm getting to is, it's tough for a player, right? When it isn't the same every night,
right?
Or pretty close to the same. So, but the great, like I said, the great thing about James is you don't know the difference.
The one thing that is the same is apparently you can step in the gym, and if Titan Anderson's there, there's at least a shot that he's going to get a double-double. He got his ninth today with 17 and 10, and you talked about that when he got his first three, how difficult that actually is. Yeah. You can play really well and still come up a rebound short or whatever it might be, and it is just a number, just a stat. The success is what really matters. But Titan, I mean, he's doing things that are just really special night in and night out.
Yeah, and it's you just said it, like, it's the part that it plays in the success,
yeah.
Right? Because he's no different than James, man. He just wants to win, and he's there for his teammates. And his role on this team, and it's a hard one, is to get 10 to 12 to 14 rebounds every night. I mean, that's just – we need him to do that on this team. And he's going, and, he's going, and for the most part, he's doing that every night. And he was really active tonight. And he'll probably, I would guess, when he sees some of the film, he'll probably feel like he should have had 14 or 15, right? A couple that they got at that end were just out of his reach.
Yeah.
And but it wasn't for a lack of effort. His job when it comes to defensive rebounding is to go get the basketball. He doesn't he's not a guy that blocks out for us. Mike doesn't block out for us. They just go and get him. Valpo did a good job of getting to some. But, yeah, it is, man. That's a hard job when you're counted on to get, 15, 16, 17 points and get 10, 11, 12 rebounds. But, man, he's up for it. He's been great.
I was going to go one way. We'll talk about – maybe we'll talk before the game on Saturday about ways to close it and get a little better, because you always want to find ways to get a little better.
Yeah.
But I think history means I have to ask this question. This was game 250 in here in this building, 250th game in the McLeod Center. And, again, there's so many different stories and I'm sure moments that stand out to you. But how special has this place become from game one where you beat UW-Milwaukee in 2006 to now here and getting another big Valley win tonight in number 250?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm glad we won the first one against against Milwaukee. And I'm glad the guys got a win tonight in the 250th, because you're right. Like, the stuff in between the first one and today, like the shirts that we're wearing, like, because it goes back to the players, first and foremost, and their families, and then it goes to the people that make this happen. And that's so Joyce and Keith Borglum, Dale Howard, who passed away, cancer got him in 2015 in January, and it could keep going, okay? So there's so many people that have done just tremendous work and been so caring when it comes to our program and giving of their time and giving of their resources so that we can do this at a high level, okay? And that's, I guess, like I said, the players, we could be on for a long time, right, talking about the players and the games, and they're the ones that make this happen and made it so much fun for our campus and our community, and then the people that have allowed us to be able to do this, do what we do and get out here and play these games, man. It's been a ton of fun.
Coach, thanks for stopping by. Congrats on the win. We'll talk to you again this weekend.
Okay, thanks.